أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكأي من قرية عتت عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا. In the previous ruku, the beginning of Surah Talaq, various aspects of Talaq and divorce were explained, how to give Talaq the correct way, from which the ulama have established there is the correct way, that is, and when the woman is not in her menstruations in that period, and the man did not have relations with her, then after exhausting all avenues, then he gives one talaq. And in the next period, when she is clean again, and he does not have any relations with her, then he can give the second, and in the third time, the third one. But one is sufficient, and it's not necessary to give the second and the third, and that is the safest, and that is the correct way. The incorrect way, ulama have also defined, is to give three talaqs at one time. And some people give 1,000 talaqs also, which is totally all wrong. And also, that which should not be given in her menses. But the talaq will fall, but it must not be given when she's menstruating. And then all the details about the waiting period, the iddat period, which is also extremely important. And then the maintenance that the woman must get. If the husband divorces her for 3 months, 3 menstruations, 3 months, he must pay her maintenance, and the responsibility of the children are on him till they become baligh. And when the husband passes away, then for 4 months, 10 days, she will stay in iddat. But of course, she won't get money from the husband, he has passed away. But in that period also, how she must stay, trust on Allah Ta'ala, all that was explained. And in 3 different places, Allah Ta'ala explained the great virtues of having the fear of Allah, having taqwa. One place Allah Ta'ala said, يَجْعَلَّهُ بَخْرَجًا. Whatever problems a person has, Allah Ta'ala will open away from him. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah will make all his matters easy for him. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. That Allah Ta'ala will forgive his gunas and make his sawabs much more greater. And all this is especially related with regard to this aspect of deen. Of when separation takes place, usually it's bitter, lot of bare, dirty linen comes out, lot of fighting takes place, and that is not the way, and the only solution to that is taqwa. For example, in about the 1940s, America had banned liquor. And in the period of banning liquor, they found that they had consumed more liquor than when it was freely available. Whereas in when Allah's command came and liquor was banned in Medina Sharif, then not a drop of liquor was consumed after that. And so that is the taqwa that brings this. And that is what we have to develop in us. That's the only thing that can make us fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in a historical aspect, Allah Ta'ala is now again calling on us to fear Him and observe His commandments. Allah Ta'ala says, and addressing the people of Makkah directly, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ عَتَتْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. Or kitni bastiya ke nikal chale hukam se apne Rab ke. And there were so many towns which you people know, and cities and places who disobeyed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The people of Makkah Sharif, they should travel to the south and to the north, Yemen and Syria, or for their business trips to go and buy goods, etc. And they used to pass these places where Allah's azab had come. So Allah says that you see this with your own eyes. It's a historical fact how Allah destroyed nations and nations. So don't you also disobey Allah, and it happens that Allah destroys you as well. فَحَاسَبْنَاهَا حِسَابًا شَدِيدًا. پھر ہم نے حساب میں پکرا ان کو سخت حساب میں. Then we took them to task, and very severely we took them to task in various ways. For one nation, for one week, Allah sent strong winds upon them, and after that there was nothing left of them. The nations were destroyed completely. For another nation, Allah Ta'ala sent down rain of stone upon them and destroyed them. So in various ways, by floods, etc., Allah destroyed whole nations. So this was when they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. وَعَذَّبْنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا Or آفَتْ دَالِي اُن پَرْ بِنْ دِيكَ آفَتْ And we send a punishment to them, and they could not see from where that punishment came. So Allah's Qudrat is very, very great, and a person must fear individually, collectively, not to break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. فَذَاقَتْ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهَا پھر چکھی انہوں نے سزا اپنے کام کا Then they got a taste of the wrong that they were doing. And we also must fear from all ways the wrong that we have done, what we are doing. Allah's azab can come and take us to task very, very severely. And a person must make tawbah regularly for any wrong that he does. وَكَانَ عَاقِبَةُ أَمْرِهَا خُسْرًا اور آخر کو ان کے کام میں توٹا آ گیا And finally they suffered a great loss. A loss that whatever they had, they lost. The capital they lost. Everything was lost. And their lives were lost. Their families were lost. What a terrible loss. And that is still just in this dunya. The loss of the akhirat will be even worse. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا تَيَّار رَكَا هِي اللَّهُ نَي وَاسْتِ اُنْكَ سَخْتَ عَذَابًا Allah has kept a severe punishment awaiting for them in the year after. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ So, darte raho Allah se aqal walo. So, oh you people who have got iman and you got intelligence, fear Allah. Don't go and disobey and break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is in these difficult times, like a woman has to stay 4 months and 10 days in iddah, and it's outwardly there's no source of income for her. Her husband has passed, but let her stay in the iddah, let her not go out and work, etc. And in this way, if she fears Allah, Allah will bring the good results. And when we break the laws of Allah, then these are the severe warnings. So Allah says, those people who have got intelligence, don't break the laws of Allah. Use your intelligence, realize Allah knows everything of yours, and He's got the full power to bring total destruction to you. So don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا On the other side, جِن کو يَقِين ہے Those people who have brought iman and have got yaqeen on Allah. Allah is the doer. Allah is the provider. He will see to our needs. قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا بے شک اللہ نے اتاری ہے تم پر نصیحت Allah has sent a great advice to you. And that will be explained in the ayat in front. So follow that advice which Allah Ta'ala has sent to you. Obey the laws of Allah and see the great goodness you will get in this world and in the year after as well.